God forbid someone hands you a note.
God forbid someone hands you something.
You freak out.
You freak out.
All right, it is the Street Audio Showdown. Our green-ass Sebastian going up against Fat Kid. Yesterday in the meeting, after the show, we had Sebastian and Fat Kid present, and we came up with two, it seemed, ideas that couldn't fail. Sebastian's was that he was going to go into public bathrooms, in men's rooms in public bathrooms, and say that he worked for a talc company and say how hot it was outside, and then apply the talc to men's private areas while they were going to the bathroom without their consent. How could you lose? It seemed like.
Yeah, that's okay. Pretty good.
And then Fat Kid, we've had this idea for a while. I don't even... Did Fat Kid come up with this or did we come up with this?
No, Fat Kid came up with another idea and I switched it up a little bit for him.
Okay. So this idea was that Fat Kid would go to an all-you-can-eat buffet and whenever someone came to a portion of it... We actually all participated in this. Whenever someone came up to a portion of it, he laid claim and would insist that no one eats this certain amount of food or this certain type of food from the buffet because it was his. Early line on this whole thing was that Sebastian had by far the better idea, that this was like a can't-miss idea. I was iffy on the buffet thing because it kind of seemed generic, and yeah, he's fat in the buffet.
Well, the thing with Sebastian is that the chance of it turning hostile is a lot greater.
Right.
I mean, the Fat Kid thing, people might get a little upset, but... You know, you go up to men in a public restroom and ask if you could talc their genitals. That could get real ugly real quick.
Yeah, we thought the chances of him getting hit.
Yeah, oh yeah, they were very good.
We wanted that.
Yeah.
So what we want to do is that we want to have the audience also participate in this. So if you can call up 404-741-0997. And then after we play both the Sebastian and the Fat Kid audio, we will ask your impressions of who actually won the...
Street Audio Showdown.
All right, Sebastian.
Yes, sir.
What kind of establishment did you go to?
These were a couple Buckhead bars, mostly college kids, male, obviously.
Huh. All right, so you went to the college, and you said you worked for what company?
Blue Bond Powder Company.
The Blue Bond Powder Company, and... Are you just standing in the bathroom waiting for people?
Yeah, I'm staking out the bathrooms, waiting for folks to come in and drop trowel.
How okay. are you dressed?
Got khaki pants, white polo shirt, very respectable looking, very right. nice.
Like how a talc salesman would look.
Yeah.
And you're actually approaching people while they are going to the bathroom at a urinal.
Kind of hovering over them and... commenting on the state of their genitals.
I'm getting like just, you know, prickly heat, you know, with the idea of somebody hovering.
Okay, so here is Sebastian in a men's room, college bar in Buckhead, while someone is going to the bathroom, he is communicating with them.
Oh man, are you hot too, man? Oh, I'm all sticking to my legs and stuff. Oh. Hey, I'll tell you what, man, I got work for the Blue Bond Corporation. Let me put a little powder on for you, man. Just kind of dry it up a little bit. Can you keep it from sticking real bad?
You gotta be kidding, right?
No, I love you a little bit more, man.
Keep it, man.
No, it's a little bit of it keeps it like kind of...
Man, I will piss on your leg.
Oh, yeah. That's all right, man. I'll just keep it dry and put something on for you.
Oh.
No, that's cool. Totally.
All right,
okay.
So...
Yeah, that was good. I mean, that's, you know... Wally and I were, in fact, when we heard this idea, the first thing that I said, the first thing out of my mouth was, somebody's going to pee on you.
He tried to.
Yeah, that, I mean, immediately.
Right off the
right.
But there was so much powder going everywhere, he really didn't get the aim down.
Did you have your arm around him and stuff?
Yeah, that's the first
line. I was patting him on the back, and yeah, he moved away.
Yeah, that got...
Oh, that was it uncomfortable at all? Like were you? Did you ever feel like someone is going to hit you?
No, yeah, absolutely. But by that point, I'd seen so many genitals that I was kind of numb to it.
So are you... You are actually not just asking him, but you are starting the talc process while he's...
With talcum powder, yes.
You would think that he'd be happy.
Can you... I know I had one guy who was very happy about it.
Can you imagine you're standing there at the urinal and some dude next to you just reaches over and starts sprinkling? And you don't even know what it is, really.
Well, I was warming up with some conversation and stuff first. You know.
Wow.
Breaking the ice.
I'm surprised you didn't get hit, honestly.
Right.
It's very close.
All right. Here is more of Sebastian out at the college bar.
In Buckhead.
This is actually the other one. I got kicked out of the first one.
Okay. How did they kick you? Did they remove you?
Well, I tried to catch the guys before they leave the bathroom, and then one guy just was totally pissed, stormed out, got the manager. The manager comes in the bathroom. There's baby powder all over the stall. He's like, what are you doing here? Like, oh, man, I'm just trying to get these guys all dry and fresh, you know? And he escorted me out to the door.
All right, here's more of Sebastian in the bathroom.
It's hot as a mother, I believe.
It's full stuff.
Oh, getting stuck in my leg. Oh, man, you're probably pretty sweaty, Sam, yourself. Actually, I work for the Blue Bond Corporation, man. I can help you out with a little bit of powder if you want.
What the f*** is that?
No, man, it's powder. It'll help you, like, keep things dry.
I don't want any s***.
No, it's cool, man. Keep you dry.
Well, I don't want anything on my man.
No, it's cool, man.
He's kind of jovial for someone who's getting an unknown substance.
Yeah. It could be like anthrax.
Yeah.
You know?
They just seem to be kind of in a good mood.
Very good mood.
You know what? His mouth saying yes and no, but I think he's really saying
his
yes.
His mouth and his hands and some other stuff.
Yeah, he's just a little excited there. Well, Sebastian, there you go. That showed some courage to go out there and actually assault men while they were in the bathroom with powder. But now it is time to have Fat Kid as part of our
Street Audio Showdown.
All right, Fat Kid, your assignment was to go to all-you-can-eat buffets and to claim part of the buffet as your own, to not allow anyone anywhere near the food
portion.
That you wanted.
Yeah, the certain portion.
Now, all-you-can-eat buffets are all over the metro Atlanta area. Around what part of the metro Atlanta area was this particular one in?
It was on my way home, so we're talking northwest Georgia.
Okay, so you're up in kind of a southern rural area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I ate before I did it.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I didn't want to get kicked out and not be able to eat. What sucked
that would have been tragic.
Is I ate, and then I'm sitting there, and I'm like, man, I really like some cookies, but if I eat dessert, they're gonna think I'm done, and then they'll know I'm up to something.
So. Oh man, they'll know I'm up to. They're watching me. Everyone listening. You guys, I didn't want to have cookies because when everyone saw I had cookies, they would know that I was done. They order things Jello, isn't that base, and then you eat your meat, freeze, and then you have cookie.
Yeah. When you normally go to an all-you-can-eat buffet, Fat Kid. How many times do you go up?
We go up to the salad bar, get some salad.
I love fat fruit. People at salad bars. Uh-huh. That just is beautiful.
Just becomes this mess of blue cheese and croutons.
But there's an order. You get the salad and some fruit together, and then you go and you get some like some chicken and some mashed potatoes and some macaroni and cheese and some corn and some green beans. And
then you go back for your main course.
And then you go back and whatever they're carving, you want to get some of that.
Of course.
And then and then you go to the dessert bar, and you don't use a little dessert bowl they give you. You use a soup bowl over by the soup, and then you. And I'm really not kidding. This is how I do it. You take a sugar cookie and you put it at the bottom of it, and then you put banana pudding on top of the sugar cookie.
Yum!
Wow.
Great.
All right, so now you're sitting at a table at this all-you-can-eat buffet that's right by the buffet,
right next to the buffet. But the thing is what I wanted to protect was on the other side of the buffet. So when I got up, I had to move around. So I had to make my way at it.
Okay, so when we join you, you are approaching someone who was at the buffet trying to grab food that you have laid claim to.
Yes.
Okay.
Excuse me, can I ask you a question? Would you ever, like, just, like, eat off of somebody's plate? Ever, like, just pick up food off somebody's plate?
Oh, wow.
All right, because I've actually laid claim to this area of the bar, and I'm going to eat all of this, so I'd really appreciate it if you wouldn't. Like, just the chicken and the mashed potatoes, actually.
Well, if I say chicken and it's on this bar, I'm going
to
eat it.
Well, see, the thing is I've already laid claim to this.
But if I say chicken on this bar, I'm going
to
eat it.
This section right here, I've actually laid claim
to. If I want to eat that chicken there, I'm going to get it. And I'm gonna eat it.
No.
Yeah.
It's all you can eat, and I can eat all of this.
That's why I've already laid this food. I'm gonna get it, and I'm gonna eat it.
You see, I've already laid claim to this.
Bring your own chicken out.
All right, so you just need to just go ahead and stay away.
I tell you right now, if I don't want to piece that chicken, I'm gonna get it. Whether you like it or not, you don't like it. That's your problem, not mine.
I'm just letting you know.
Man, don't get in my face, son.
I'll show you face chicken. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. I'm a hunter. I'm going to get it.
Did he get any of it?
Yeah, he did. He grabbed it.
He was grabbing it?
I was definitely afraid of grabbing it off of his plate. So I just told him not to come back.
Oh, I'm going to get it.
I wasn't going to eat chicken, but now you challenge me. I'm an American. Now you can't. Don't tread on me. I'm going to get over here and get the chicken. I'll put a damn gravy on that chicken. If I want to do it, I'll put on a bit of mashed potato. I'll have a salad. I'll put chicken on a salad.
You sound like somebody voted for Bill Clinton.
You got to tell me what to do. This ain't no common buffet. No common buffet. I take what I want. If I lay claim my own land, I work hard all day. I trade it.
All right. So this guy goes, now the manager's coming up to you?
Well, what happens is he goes and he talks to the manager, and they actually walk outside and he talks to the manager. The manager
They walk outside the restaurant?
Yeah, they walked outside the restaurant.
Come on out here.
Restaurant.
I want to take care of some business outside the restaurant. I don't want to bother all these nice families out here. I got to start you in some yellow swearing.
So he talks to the manager, and then I'd already sat back down, and I'm watching like a hawk, make sure nobody gets my area. And the manager comes over and speaks to me, and he tells me that that guy's probably having a bad day, and I probably shouldn't talk to him, and I don't need to bother any of the customers. And the guy was sitting like the next table behind me.
Right.
So the manager's just whispering, telling me this.
So the manager's been very nice.
Yeah, and then the manager goes back up, and the section of the bar I claimed was right next to the cashier. And the manager was there with the other people, and he's telling the story of what just happened. And I approached somebody else right next to him.
Okay.
Good.
Fat kid at the all-you-can-eat buffet.
Excuse me. May I have a moment of your time? Do you respect people enough not to, pick off this plate? You would? You would? I'm actually laid claim to the chicken here and the mashed potatoes, so if you could actually keep up. It's all you can eat, so I'm going to eat all that. So if you could just not deal with this.
Oh, okay.
All right. So I'm going to eat the chicken and the mashed potatoes. So, okay? Thank you very much.
Jeremy. All right.
Yes, sir.
Can you sit right there? Sure, I'll be right with you. Thanks.
Sure, over there?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I want to be able to keep an eye on that food.
Oh, you don't mind.
I really need to keep an eye on that. Hold on. No, wait. Excuse me, one second. Ladies and gentlemen, if I can have your attention just one second.
Come here.
I just wanted to let you know that I laid claim to the chicken and the mashed potatoes.
Here we go.
So if y'all could keep your hands off, please, just for one second.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jeremy?
Yeah.
Your dining experience is done.
Oh, no, it's all you can eat. I'm not finished.
No, it's done.
But I'm not finished.
First of all, you cannot tell the customers not to eat the food. That's not your place to do it.
Oh, well, I'm going to eat it all.
No, you're not, sir.
You're done.
You're leaving.
You're done.
But I didn't get to eat all I could eat.
You're not going to have a chance tonight because you're disrupting the restaurant.
But it's not
you. Probably fair to refund his money and have him go.
Go ahead and refund.
And I'll also give a call to a sheriff and have him take
it. But it's all you can eat.
Jeremy? This restaurant is for everybody, and you cannot do what you just did.
And the chicken is mine.
No, sir.
Thank you.
You just left the dining experience. You're leaving.
No.
Yes.
I didn't get to eat all I can eat.
Sheriff's coming right now. There's your money, Jeremy. Thank you very much.
But I laid claim to the chicken.
No, sir.
But I didn't get to eat all I can eat.
Son, I'm sorry.
But let's the go. Chicken's that way.
I know.
She's eating my chicken. She's eating the chicken. Look at her. She's eating my chicken.
But
I called it fair and square.
Jeremy, have a good night. Bye-bye.
Oh,
back in.
Back in. Oh, that was great.
But I just get to eat all I can eat.
You know what? On your tombstone, it's going to be like, here lies Fat Kid and the dates, and then dot, 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 and the chicken is mine.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just great.
The thing about that, though, it was very funny, but then hearing the manager speak reminded me of every restaurant I've ever worked at. The dining experience is... this is a dining experience for everyone. It's like, oh.
I mean, that was a work of art.
That was amazing.
I almost couldn't even laugh. It was just, I was just so impressed by
how good
that
was.
All right,
well, it was a battle between Sebastian the Green Ass and Fat Kid for the...
Street Audio Showdown.
So we'll go to the phones real quickly, and we'll get the, I just hit my headphone thing. I'm freaking out, man. All right, we'll go to the phones right now, and,
we'll ask the listeners.
Seth, what are you going for? You going for Sebastian or Fat Kid?
I think Sebastian. I think that takes a lot more guts to do what he did.
All right, we got one vote for Sebastian. Let's go to Jason.
Yeah, I just have to say I think Fat Kid wins only because it has better audio than Sebastian. All it was beats. You really couldn't hear anything on the radio.
Okay. That does count.
Yep.
And that the audience perspective is very important for the vote to hear because you can hear what makes a bit work. Sometimes just the idea, it's the execution often. David, go ahead.
Yeah, the fat kid bit has got to be the best. I mean, watching people at buffets by themselves is hilarious, but when you add in the fat kid factor, man, you just don't know what you're going to get.
All right, okay. thank you very much. You, another vote for fat kid. It's 2-1 fat kid. Chris, go ahead.
I think fat kid. I think some big, huge redneck next to him ready to eat chicken, and you got fat kid hovering over the chicken. I think he was about to get his ass whipped.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, even though it's an all-you-can-eat buffet, just... You're treading on me. Don't you dare tread on me.
Yeah, I mean, it's like one thing to sprinkle a guy's junk with talcum powder, but don't take away a redneck's chicken.
No, in
like,
terms
that's
of,
really bad.
In terms of danger, Sebastian is far and away more dangerous. It's just for entertainment value on the radio. Ryan, go ahead.
Yeah, Fat Kid definitely won that one. The manager from the restaurant called up to the show yesterday afternoon. I was on my way home from work. I guess about 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
Uh-huh. Oh, did he really?
Yeah, man, he called up really fussing. I don't know what I can say. Really fussing at the guy, man. I mean, he was just like, whatever Fat Kid did today, it's going to be good. You guys got to listen to the morning show.
All right, nice.
Good. He called it.
He's a good guy, the manager.
I got a phone call when I got home. I got a phone call on my cell phone. It was my brother, and I haven't talked to him in a few days. He said, "What the hell have you just done?" And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And he said, "Man, some guy just called Axel and was pissed." And I was like, "Really?" And he said, "Yeah, what'd you do?" So I was telling him about
Fat
it.
Kid is very convincing when he goes out and does these things. I mean, he really, you know, you don't for a second think it's a joke.
Well, Jeffy, right. Food is involved.
Yeah. Right, oh, yeah, that's
true. This is the final one. All right, Kay, Fat Kid, Sebastian, which one do you go for?
Fat Kid, Slam Dunk.
All right, Slam Dunk for Fat Kid. The votes have been taken.
The money is Fat Kid's. $50, Fat Kid.
Very nice. Sebastian, good job. But, I mean, you were up against, you know, a Hall of Famer.
That redneck guy, I think, killed me. That was really good.
That's the thing is that that's a magical lesson, is that when you can get someone who's a character on the other end of the microphone, that can make or break a bit. I mean, if you would have, Sebastian, if you would have gone to a hillbilly bathroom and where people were going to really freak out, that's a big thing. What's this? Todd just loaded something in.
Well, if I say chicken and it's on this bar, I'm going to get it.
Yeah, when you find a guy like that, that's going to help out. So that's something. Everyone learned something today about doing bits. Sebastian, you showed a lot of guts going out there. It's not your fault that Fat Kid won. But Fat Kid, you like an old pro. You came out and you used all the skills you've acquired.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what you did there that was brilliant. Everything was good. One thing that you did that showed some maturity with these bits is when the manager said, "I want to talk to you over here," and you took a beat and you announced to the restaurant that you will be leaving for a second and this was still your food.
Yes.
That was far and away out of the way. That showed some growth and maturity on your aspect.
And you stayed in character the entire time. You didn't, like, when they're throwing you out and calling the cops, you didn't cower and go, "Oh, okay, bit's over." You kept pushing it.
Well,
my chicken!
This on this bar. I'm going to get it, and I'm going to eat it.
I'm going to get it. Not only am I going to get it, put it on my plate, I'm going to look at it, I'm going to play with it, I'm going to make a little show here. I'm going to make a little dance, I'm going to make the chicken dance around, and then I'm going to eat it. Then it's going to process through my body, and then it's going to come out as waste.
Then I'm going to eat again.
All right, how dare you, Wally, that's over the line.
FK taking the $50, going to eat.
All right, well, FK, you got $50, Calandro could be losing a lot more money than that. He filled out a very, very fishy expense report. So we'll talk about that. Leslie, actually, as his boss, has got some choice words she was kind enough to say for the air for him. So you're actually going to hear something that would be happening anyway.
Yeah.
But Leslie was nice enough to do it on the air. So we'll be doing that for you. Also, the news pile. His name is Eddie Brill. He's a comedian. Now, don't call us out. You just made fun of Bob and Tom for having comedians you never heard of on. This guy has worked for Late Night with David Letterman for 15 years, warming up the crowd. He's got a lot of insights onto what goes on over there. It is the 9 Miller Morning Show on 99X.